Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Development Director with the James River Valley Library System, Bill Kennedy, joining us, and we have Board Member of the Friends of the James River Valley Library System, Jill Schaefer, joining us. And Jill and Bill, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
I think this is the first time I've had two guests that had the first names rhyme, so calling you Bill and Jill is going to be pretty easy to remember.
You're the first one that's mentioned that.
Yeah, really? Well,
I think it may be a start of a good relationship.
Absolutely. So we have Bill and Jill joining us here on Let's Talk. We're going to talk about the Friends of the James River Valley Library System. Love Your Library Week is coming up Monday, April 24th through the 28th. That's next week. And we're going to talk about also the strategic plan. We'll wait until the end to talk about that with Bill. So let's jump right into it. For those those listeners out there who do not know what the Friends group is, what the Friends of the James River Valley Library System is, Jill, you're here today to talk to us about that.
Sure. The Friends group formed just last fall, and we formed to support the James River Valley Library System, which consists of the Alfred Dickey Library, the Stutzman County Library, and the Bookmobile. And we are a board that gets to do a lot of fun things. We get to think of fun ideas like the Love Your Library Week, ways to not just support the library in its day-to-day business, but to let the public know what the services of the library system are. The library is not just a place for books anymore. The diversity of services that the library system offers is so diverse. There are many digital opportunities now, interlibrary loan opportunities. I learned something new on a weekly basis as being a new Friends member. So it's one of these groups I call a dream team.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's seven of us on this new board, and we're all excited and passionate, and it's just a really fun group to be a part of. And having said that, we are in the midst of a membership drive, and for that reason, we will be at the Home and Garden Show this weekend. And we will obviously be supporting and putting on that Love Your Library Week, which starts Monday, April 24th.
Perfect. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But this group, Jill, this isn't a new group. This has been around for a while?
No, this is a new group.
It is. Okay.
We formed last fall.
Last fall.
And we are a separate entity from the library board. But we are there to support the board and the staff of the system in the decisions they make, for example, the strategic plan that you will be discussing.
Perfect. Again, Jill Schaefer and Bill Kennedy joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So these members that you're looking for too, Jill, what will be the goals? What will the members be doing if they're part of this group?
Sure. We'll be assisting in various activities that the system has, that the library's put on, but we also will be developing new ideas. For example, the Love Your Library Week is an idea developed by the Friends group as a way to open the doors of the Alfred Dickey Library and show people that diversity of services that I had earlier alluded to, and actually get them in the library and say, I bet you didn't know this about the library. Because I guarantee you that just about anyone walking in will learn at least one new thing. Many people think of the library, when they think of the library, they think of all the children's programs. And the system does host over 170 children's programs a year. They are trying to develop more adult programs, and that is one of the things that we're highlighting during Love Your Library Week. In addition to a lot of other exciting activities, all week long we'll have displays of the architectural renderings of the actual renovation and expansion plans. It's a very exciting display to look at. You can see where the new computer stations will be, where the new reading nooks will be, as the Alfred Dickey, we maintain the historical beauty of that building, but we also move north to the Maranatha building and the Maple Mall.
Yeah.
So those architectural renderings are available for people to view all week. And we'll have photo exhibits by John Steiner, Troy Gunderson, and Keith Norman all week long, and I think that will be very exciting. Monday at 6, there'll be our first adult program, Gardening by Alicia Harstad. And then on Tuesday, we have local history stories by Bruce Berg and Keith Norman. One of the children's story times is at 6:30. Okay. And then also at 6 is a library tour by Barb Kane and Elsie Weber. And one is a current librarian, one is a historian. I think that will be, they're going to tell us all of the exciting history of the Alfred Dickey that we didn't know about before. On Wednesday, our second adult program is being held, and that's being held by Justin Batts, who is one of our founding board members and our IT guy. He will be leading people how to use some of the e-services that the library has, such as how to interface with a tablet and use the Library to Go system. So if you have any questions about that, 6 p.m. on Wednesday is the time to go and get those questions answered. Also at that time is the second library tour. And then that moves us into Thursday, which we're kind of calling our mini carnival night. We are having pizza by Johnny B's and yard games for the kiddos. And there'll be a children's craft opportunity at 6:30. The bookmobile will also be open and available for people to go through. And I know there's a lot of interest in the community about what that new bookmobile looks like. So come on out Thursday for our mini carnival night. And Bruce Berg, Bill Kennedy, Keith Norman, Laurel Pfau, and Steven Nyberg will be available to talk about their books. Those are local authors who've wonderfully donated their time that night to come book sign and just discuss books with people. On Friday, Joe Rector, the director of the library, is going to be talking about that strategic plan, the Centennial Initiative, that occurs from noon to 1.
Okay.
The final library tour is being held at 1 o'clock by Daphne Druello and Elsie Weber, telling us, where the ghosts are and the hidden rooms and everything you didn't know about our current library. And then at 4:30 to 5:30, we're having a staff appreciation. So please join us April 24th through the 28th.
Perfect. And it's a full week. And most of these are free to everybody, right?
Oh,
anybody can come and check these out.
Free, yes.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So love your library week. Again, Monday, April 24th through the 28th at the Alfred Dickey Library will be most of these events then?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Perfect. So, Bill, anything you want to add about the Friends of the James River Valley Library System?
Well, the library staff and the board are very fortunate to have a group like this working in conjunction with them. They've had Jill and other Friends of the Library Board have gone to a couple of the library board meetings, mm-hmm. and the dialogue is wonderful. Let's talk to each other. Let's see how we can help each other. And it's a learning process. And Jill walks away, and the other board members walk away from it and say, okay, I got another new idea by talking to somebody that's been on the library board for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And Joe Rector, the library director, and Jennifer Singer, the assistant library director, children's director, they come to the meetings. And so there's this dialogue that didn't exist before.
Yeah.
It just brings in fresh, it's like learning. What's the library for? It's a learning place. And guess what these meetings are? They're learning dialogues that take place.
It's amazing.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a learning opportunity, but it's also all for the betterment of our library system in our area.
Right. Yes, there's just this wonderful synergism occurring between the library board, the Friends board, and the library staff saying, how can we demonstrate to people that the library is so much more than books? It's a meeting place. A community grounds to bring people together. People ask, well, why of all the other activities could you be involved in? Why this one? And I say, it's growing with me. As a parent, I have leaned on that library for free resources, free movies, both educational and entertaining, whether it be, Dora or... Yeah. Steve Nye, the science guy. When my son was a Cub Scout, we brought the whole pack to the library for the educational programs. And now that he's a teenager, if I can't pick him up right away from middle school, he's got a safe place to go.
Absolutely.
On the computer, safe internet access, hanging out with the friends, picking up some books.
Yeah.
I realized it's going to be there every stage of my life, even to the point where I need the large print books. The library is there for all of us and so worthy of people's time.
Absolutely. So
I was just going to say that what they've come up with just within the last week or so is a book by or read by a friend of the library board member.
Okay.
They're going to put the picture on this little piece on it, 8.5 by 11, and a description of the book that they're reading to show everybody else they recommend this book. So it brings them into the most integral part or the most important part of what the library is. It's a place to find materials to read. So the Friends of the Library Board are introducing themselves in a way to the public by saying, this is what I recommend. And that's a great first step. The next step is, of course, they'll come out with me and ask for money.
Yeah, of course, right. That's the next step. So again, we have Jill Schaefer and Bill Kennedy joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Real quick, Jill, is there a membership fee that individuals have to pay to join the Friends?
No, there is no fee. Okay. We do have a membership bookmark that is available at the library and online if you prefer to do things digitally. And it just asks, do you want to be a friend? How might you contribute if you want to contribute time, whether that be, you know, a board member helping with fundraising, helping with children's activities or other programs. And there is an opportunity to give money if one so chooses to go that route. But it thereby no means is that requirement to that you pay to be a friend. We don't want to go that route. So a person, like I said, can access that membership form either physically at the library or they can go to friendsofjrvl.org. And it's up on that website.
Awesome. Wonderful. So lots of ways to help out with it. It sounds fantastic. If you want to learn more, again, they will be at the Home and Garden Show this weekend in Jamestown. And Love Your Library Week will be Monday, April 24th through the 28th. And I'm sure they can find that schedule
On both websites.
On both websites.
Both friendsofjrvl.org as well as the library's own website.
Perfect. And Bill, you brought up money.
Well, let me just go on to what we... Yes, I always do that.
Yeah, you always do that. But what else did you want to...
What I want to mention, in fact, is that the library board has approved the strategic plan last summer, which is still to renovate Alfred Dickey and expand to the north to get us to the required 25,000 square feet, which is what the... the state library requires in order to qualify for certain types of grants.
Okay.
So that plan is going to be visible, you know, on big poster boards at both the Home and Garden Show and at Alfred Dickey.
Okay.
It's the library strategic plan. The first part of it, the first step, is called the Centennial Initiative, which means that we're raising funds to renovate Alfred Dickey. Now, do you know what date Alfred Dickey was opened?
Oh, you're going to put
that
on the spotlight.
Okay, I'm
going to
tell you, it's President's Day 1919.
1919.
So guess what happens on President's Day 2019? It's the 100th anniversary of Alfred Dickey.
Wow.
So the plan is moving, and we're moving forward quite rapidly on this with the funds that have been raised to get the to provide the updated. If you've driven by Alfred Dickey this week, you'll see the big cranes up on the roof.
Yeah.
Replace the roof. First roof replacing in 98 years. Absolutely necessary. Foundation work needs to be done. Electrical work needs to be done. Bringing it up to date to take advantage of all the e-materials that are available to everybody. Jill mentioned the materials that she and her family use. The digital materials that are there, both movies and audio, audio and visual, have dramatically grown over the past. It doesn't take away from the books that are being read.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. And ebooks don't take away from the hardcover books that are being read, too. There's a balance that the library needs to achieve, and that's also part of the Centennial Initiative, which then moves us to the point of expansion to the north. But I think the most important thing for people to realize is that the library is adapting and changing to meet the needs of the community.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm sure the Friends, you guys will be helping with that, spreading information and helping with fundraising and anything like that.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the ideas we did have is to ask the architect to provide large renderings of his plans to share with the public. And they will be available, as Bill said, at the Home and Garden Show and at Alfred Dickey next week, showing the public these expansion plans. And I've got to tell you, it's pretty exciting to see where, you know, the new computer stations will be and where the new reading nooks will be. And just envisioning this in your head as we expand into the Maranatha Building and Maple Mall, you know, how this is going to become our new library.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, I urge people to come out, even if it's just to look at what the future holds.
Absolutely, yeah. It's very exciting, and as you pointed out earlier, Jill, we're always growing, and so is the library to grow with us. Anything else you guys wanted to add about the group or about Love Your Library Week or the strategic plan, Bill?
To join, Jill mentioned the website. You could also, I'll just repeat that, mm-hmm. come into Alfred Dickey, come into the Stutzman County Library.
Yeah.
And by the way, we'll show you the new bookmobile, which is out driving around today.
I've seen
Make
it,
sure
yeah.
you get a look. But you can sign up there to join the Friends of the Library and online.
Perfect. Wonderful. Anything you wanted to add, Jill?
I just invite everyone to come to either the Home and Garden Show this weekend or to Alfred Dickey next week, April 24th to the 28th, and hopefully we'll get a few new members that will want to join us.
Wonderful. Very exciting time for the library, and we'll make sure we keep up to date with that with you guys as well. So Jill and Bill, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.